Hi, this is Chad Ellis, creator of Station Blue and voice of Matthew. Station Blue is an introspective isolation horror. It follows Matthew, a heartbroken 20-something during his time as a caretaker of a lonely research station in Antarctica. You're about to hear episode 1, which introduces Matthew and the company he works for during his brief stay at the United States Antarctic base, McMurdo Station. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Gil, come in. Over. Gil, come in. Over. Gil, come in. What's the holdup? We're going to be stuck here if you take much longer. The weather is turning. Are you serious? I'm going in. Over. Station. Gil? Gil? Gil, I'm inside. Where are you? I'm coming up. You better be ready to go. I will fly out of here, storm or no. I am not sleeping in this place. Kidding me. What? No.
Station Blue, Episode 1, McMurdo.
Turn the light on.
It's on here. Just hand it to me. Don't press the...
Sorry.
You turned it off.
It was an accident.
We need you to make regular recordings for the job. Make sure the light stays on.
That's Pratcher. Bureaucracy incarnate. He's my contact at the flower company. I hate that he's the last person I ever saw at McMurdo.
You've got the rest of the day to practice with it. We need you to be fully proficient before you get to the station.
You want me to record other people?
Don't interrupt me. There won't be anyone to help you when you get to Blue Station. If you have any questions, you'll need to ask me here.
When is the plane taking off?
Look, you interrupted me again.
Sorry.
Be ready. Don't leave McMurdo. We'll collect you when it's time.
Finally alone.
Apparently, sanitation was trying to recruit me, but the carpenters got me last minute.
Roommates. Shoot. I flew 9,000 miles to find solitude.
Whoa, what happened in here?
What the hell, dude? This place is a mess.
I was just cleaning up. It's not that I hate people. I just haven't had a lot of positive experiences with them.
Bad enough that they shoved an extra bed in here. Why do we get stuck with the newbie?
Next time, just keep it to your bed.
Hey man, are you in here?
Glasses?
Oh, leads. You're not supposed to talk in here. It's a quiet area. Let's go.
That's the library, right? It's bigger than I thought it would be.
It'll never be big enough for me.
I guess you spent a lot of time in there over the winter.
You have no idea.
That's glasses. He managed to pass a psych evaluation that won him 6 months of Antarctica's winter. He's heading home in a few weeks.
Don't you slackers have a job?
And that's Beanie. I met her in Christchurch before flying over.
I've done my time.
Go out and get some sun. You look like Dracula.
I'm up for a walk.
Of course you are. I've already put in a 9-hour workday, and you're out here casually wandering the halls. What is that?
This? It's a voice recorder.
Weird.
I've had a hard time connecting with others as I've gotten older. But the three of us? We clicked.
We're going drinking tonight. Wanna come?
Drinking? There's a bar here?
Two.
Two?
Two bars.
And the cafe serves wine. Gotta keep everyone sane somehow.
Dear Diary, I can't find my passport. I've gone through my packs 3 times. I don't know where it is. Leave it to me to lose my passport 3 days in. I give up. I don't want to be here when my roommates show up. I'll let them sort through this. I'm going to the bar.
You're still crazy. You should have come back to New Zealand with me. We went backpacking, it was rad.
3 years and you've never wintered here.
Hell no, you couldn't pay me enough. 6 months of sunlight is bad enough. 6 months of darkness.
I liked it. It was peaceful. You just didn't want to talk to the psychologist.
I still can't believe they have a psych test.
What's not to believe? They don't want to leave a bunch of crazies in here for half a year. 1 year, a guy lost it and started attacking people with a hammer.
That's ridiculous.
It's true. Ask anyone.
So fly them out.
There are no flights during the winter.
No flights?
You try landing here during condition one weather. Once that last plane takes off, that's it. You're stuck. No boats, no cavalry, just you and the other 100 lunatics who volunteered to stay.
What if there's an emergency?
It doesn't matter. Years ago, the doctor here got cancer during a winter. She had to treat herself.
That's rough.
If you can't get a plane for cancer, you can't get a plane for anything.
Well, now they keep 2 doctors on staff.
I don't care if they have 50 doctors. I'll be long gone before the sun goes down.
So how did you spend your free time?
Alcohol.
Cheers to that.
He left his bags out again.
This sucks. We have seniority. They should have stuck him in the bunks.
Whatever. Let's get going. We're gonna be late.
I'm not a thief. Sure, I've stolen food on the road, but I don't usually steal from people. I just needed to know if they had my passport.
Still haven't found it?
Nope.
I wouldn't stress out too much. You won't need it until the end of the summer. We can always mail it to you at Admins and Scott if it turns up.
I didn't know you were going to South Pole Station.
Yep, just waiting on the weather. A lie.
He's doing a documentary.
Yeah, that's why I've been recording everything. Another lie. Look, I'm not proud. What would you tell them? That you're off to do a job that you don't understand for a company that you can't even pronounce? I was going to be gone any day. This was easier.
Well, shoot, I have some friends heading down there. You should meet them.
Cool. You'll have to point them out to me.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That South Pole flight is supposed to leave tomorrow. We need to take you to the Cross.
Yeah, I've been meaning to go up there.
And I haven't gotten a good look at Erebus yet. Go get your stuff, Leeds.
Where are we going?
We're going to Ob Hill.
Above the 100-something mismatched buildings that make up McMurdo stands Observation Hill. It's widely regarded as the best view you can get in a pair of bunny boots. Jeez, how long is this hike?
Quit being such a baby.
You spent the last season backpacking. The thing you need to know about Antarctica is that it's not some snowy wonderland. It's the world's largest desert, and Ob Hill was all volcanic ash, ice chunks, and boulders. I'm surprised no one broke their ankle.
Close your eyes.
I'll break my neck.
You're the most dramatic person I've ever met in my life. Close your eyes, take my hand. Glasses, make sure he doesn't fall backwards.
Yes, boss.
And you say he's the crazy one.
Shut up. It's worth it.
I've never been good with surprises, especially if they're meant for me. My ex once led me on a 6-hour blind scavenger hunt for my birthday. I was nothing but nerves the whole time.
Oh, watch it, Leeds.
Just a little bit further.
But sometimes being pushed out of your comfort zone can bring you incredible things.
All right. Look up.
I'll never forget that view. I don't have words.
Told you it'd be worth it.
It wasn't the old wooden cross that caught my attention. It wasn't the barge docking against the ice or the bustle of the station below. That mountain.
Mount Erebus.
If I could go anywhere, and I mean anywhere, I'd go in Mount Erebus.
In?
It's an active volcano. See the steam coming from the top? It's one of 6 volcanoes in the world that has an open lava lake. You'd have to go to Africa to see anything like it.
Africa? The flower company does work in Africa.
The flower company?
I've been trying to convince them to let me on the team that flies out there since I first came here. They're not having it.
It's so big. It takes up half the sky.
In Greek mythology, Erebus was a child of chaos and the god of darkness, one of the oldest beings in their pantheon.
It also served as a kind of gate between death and the underworld, depending on which interpretation you follow.
I can see why they named it that.
Yeah?
Well, we're in Antarctica. Humans aren't supposed to live here. Then you have this giant standalone mountain on an uninhabitable continent that has a literal entrance to the core of the Earth.
Kinda creepy, huh? I love it up here.
Makes your problems seem small.
As if you have problems.
Everyone has problems.
How about you, Leeds? Got any problems?
Everyone has problems.
Cop out.
People.
Your problems are people?
More or less.
Well, you've come to the right place for that.
I don't know. There are a lot more people than I was expecting.
But the type of people, that's what counts. We're all outcasts here. We picked 60-hour work weeks in this wasteland over jacuzzis and restaurants. We all came here to get away from that.
Huh.
And who knows? You could be dying for those mega malls and fast food joints by the end of the season.
Oh, I'm sure. Bring on the sitcoms and cubicles.
The true American dream.
Is that a seal?
That's not good.
Oh, sad.
It's struggling.
It got lost. It's crawling south. It should be making its way to the ocean.
Lost? I can see the ocean from here.
That doesn't mean it can. It's scared. It's trying to make it to safety.
Oh, well, let's help it. Hotel California is close. We can grab a blanket from my dorm.
Leeds, we can't.
What do you mean?
The treaty. You can't interfere with the wildlife.
Who cares about a treaty?
You don't break the treaty. Everyone on Antarctica is either here to observe or support the observers. Where were you when we had to watch all of those videos in New Zealand?
I was a little distracted, but really? I thought that meant, like, don't hug the penguins. Look at it. It's going to die.
Not quickly, but yes, most likely.
I'm going.
Leeds, no! You'll get kicked off the continent! You could get arrested!
I can't just watch this thing crawl to its death!
You have to. This is the only place in the world that all nations have agreed to leave alone. We can't mess with that.
Come on, Leeds, let's get out of here!
Leeds!
What the hell?
Oh no.
Leeds, where have you been?
I went on a hike.
You weren't supposed to leave the station. I've been looking for you.
I know.
What's going on? Who is this guy?
Get your bags. I'll meet you at 1:55. Your plane leaves in an hour.
The South Pole plane doesn't leave for another day.
I have to go.
You aren't going to Amundsen Scott, are you?
It's been great meeting you. I'm sorry.
That's it?
Why did I get on that plane? Why did I come here? I should have stayed with Beanie and Glasses. I should have dragged that seal back into the ocean. A jail cell would have kept me from this. So many things would have kept me from this. But that's all in hindsight.